it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Nice work, Nance. 26 minutes to 5. Over to you, Keith. What do you got for us as Monday Matters for core staff continues to roll on?
Just a quick change. And petulant behaviour matters. And I don't know if you guys have been watching any of the NBA Finals, but one of the most famous athletes in the world, if not the most famous, LeBron James, in the series against the Denver Nuggets. There was a disputed out-of-bounds call, and LeBron James came from behind, which looked like he tapped the ball out-of-bounds. And Darvin Ham was standing right there, and LeBron James wanted the call to be challenged, to go to the review, because he said it didn't touch it. Now, from where Darvin Ham was standing, I can clearly see it looked like LeBron James. Now, subsequently, LeBron was right, didn't. But the petulant stamping of the feet, jumping up and down, screaming and belittling your head coach when you are the most significant player on the team, in the league, and the look that that sends to your team, your teammates, and the coach, where you're already struggling for authority because of LeBron James's input. You're already having Anthony Davis question the offensive structure in the post-game press conferences. It was poor. It looked poor. And it matters if you're going to be spoken about as the greatest of all time.
He's gone LeBron again.
That is not the type of behaviour
I'm trying to tell you this.
We like to see. No, he's a star. I love it.
He gaslights him. He moonshines him. What are you doing?
Moonshines.
You ghost him.
But so you're saying that was okay, what he did?
No.
Trust your player.
What are you saying?
You're having another go.
He's right there. He said he didn't touch it. Just trust him.
Now, did you know how many times players have been wrong when they go?
He knows if he's touched it.
They do the little Johnny Travolta dance and they spin their finger around wanting the review and they end up turning out to be wrong.
It's like when the captain of the cricket team trusts the keeper or the bowler with going upstairs. Just trust them.
And just to be fair, because Jokic did the same, I think it was the last regular season game. He did almost identical, carried on like a pork chop, but his coach actually
trusted him.
But the fact that you carry on like a pork chop like that.
Not good enough.
Can I play a little game with you? Are you done? Yes. A little game with you three blokes. Mm. Name me the three best ruckmen in the AFL now.
Max Gawn.
Grundy.
Rowan Marshall.
Keep going. You want to add another
Brody Grundy's. Yeah. Brody Grundy's in there.
No one else. Grundy's
you're going to suggest I know. You're not going to
suggest. Throw Tim English in?
No,
you're not going to go with the Carlton French.
No, I'm not. Oh. No. There's another
Jared
one.
Witt.
Thank you.
He was good.
He matters, mate. And no one ever takes any notice of the bloke. And I'm not doing the E's under right. I'm not doing that one right. But no one ever takes any notice of this bloke. He's not particularly athletic. He doesn't kick goals. He doesn't jump high. He's not brutal. But he just gets the job done week in, week out. He's growing with this midfield. This midfield with this ruckman, who's a leader of this footy club. Most people outside of the Gold Coast Suns wouldn't know him if he stood up in their porridge. Has just been doing the job beautifully and building his career magnificently for the last 3 or 4 years. Now, they're outside the eight. If they're going to play finals this year, Jared Witts is going to mat up big time. So I reckon he sits behind Gawn and I think he sits behind Gawn and English as the best three in the competition at the moment, but he hardly raises a mention from anyone.
Lloyd Meek is just my man, Lloyd Meek, just doing okay.
Just let him play.
I mean,
last year you put the weight of the world on the kid's shoulders and you crushed him.
Never recovered.
Poor old Fergus Green. He's out of the caper because of you.
Have you not?
Just let him play, mate.
And he's doing quite well,
though,
Andy.
All you need to say.
Okay.
That's all you need to say.
Hawthorn wins again.
CJ was a superstar. He's hardly played since. Now, you know what doesn't matter? Boundary umpires clearly don't matter when it comes to score reviews.
On the weekend
with the Jack Henry mark, the boundary umpire was adamant straight away that was marked over the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. And then we go to review. Soft call is point.
Point.
Just remember that. Soft call is the point. So umpire's call, that is the point.
Point.
Now we judge it off a replay. that was showed the back of Jack Henry and you could not see the football.
No.
The person that was standing right in line with the football was the boundary umpire. How can you overturn that? Where's the conclusive evidence to overturn decision?
No.
Would have thought seeing the Sharon would be a prerequisite to making it.
It's just terrible. And
seeing it would be handy.
Come on. You had the. It was easy. Umpire's decision. Had it there.
On the degrees of probability, it was probably marked on the line, I reckon, or before it completely crossed. I reckon.
Probably.
But when you've got the soft call and the other bloke coming in, going,
and he was not hesitant, the boundary umpire.
It was quite surprising, and it feeds it further into what Ange Postecoglou said earlier. The grab we played about, I just give up now. The game's been umpired by somebody who's probably not even in the ground.
Mm.
They're the ones making the decisions that affect the outcome of the game. So. Go on.
I was just a bit tickled by this. Humility matters, and I refer to Nick Blakey, to James Rowbottom, ahead of James's 100th, as it was at the MCG on Sunday. He's the lizard.
Hmm. What you bring to this team, nobody else in the competition can bring. I think together we've had 66 tackles this year. You've had 60, I've had 6.
Now, if you're going to insert yourself, that's fine, but throw yourself on the grenade at the same time. So there's a nice little bit of chemistry going on there at the Sydney Swans, at the moment.
Well, Gacy might want to take the alternate.
That's a very nice segue.
I've set him up there nicely.
It was.
I'm happy to debate the point with you too.
Team unity matters.
Well, yes.
And I think it's not just about internally, but externally, and the way in which you present the team unity is also important. And what we saw with Sam Wicks, now I understand that there's been some challenges throughout the course of the season. He was, I don't know whether the right term was rested or didn't play.
Well, ask
the man that broke the story.
Sam, you broke.
Removed.
He was removed because of?
Well, there was an altercation with another teammate. Things got a little heated away from the club. But he was cleared of any wrongdoing with a player's ex-girlfriend, and he was removed from the group to just simmer down for a bit.
Well, after he kicked his second goal of the game and he ran back, there was no high-fiving. There was no acknowledgement. There was no good kick. There was no well done. Now, it was a little bunny over the top and there wasn't much to it. But even when they went back to get a sip of water, and he was surrounded by some teammates, there was no little fist pump, tap on the tush, anything just to acknowledge that a goal had been scored. There was nothing. Now, apparently the Swans have been asked about it, and they said, well, it was just a transition goal. They were running hard, and they were getting back into their positions. But it's hard, given the circumstances of the reports we heard a couple of weeks ago as to why he was not playing, to think that there is not more to this. And if there is not that team unity there, that is something that needs to be addressed and managed, because it can drive a division in the team, and it can, not always, but it can be the difference when you're talking about the fine lines at the uber elite top level of the difference between a margins of error is so small.
It's going to cost them a premiership.
No, but it can as far as that team.
You were going so well.
It can have an impact.
Would it be stressing John Longmire out, do you think? Has he got a decision to make?
Well, sure, he's looking at that and going, well, that's not the way we want to celebrate other people when they score.
Luke Parker had 40 in the twos on the weekend.
So his first goal, he kicked the first goal of the
game.
There
was a couple of high fives.
And there was seven high fives.
Was there seven?
They came from everywhere.
Seven.
Seven, I counted them.
But didn't you see that? I did see that as well. But didn't it sort of catch
you? He was 60 metres out the back on a fast break. They're up by 40 or 50 points already. I reckon they just thought, we're rolling on here.
So the coach not too worried?
So absolutely nothing in it, you don't think?
I'm not saying he's going to win Best Teammate of the Year award, but I'm not sure they're raging.
So this was totally irrelevant.
17 minutes to 5.
Wouldn't be burning the candle at both ends.
No, I just want to know, was it totally irrelevant? Because I'm only judging in it.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything there.
Perfect then.
My very humble opinion.
17 minutes to 5. Monday matters for Core Staff. Unlock your potential. The trusted name in recruitment is Core Staff. Discover rewarding career opportunities today.